something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Saturday. I cannot believe we're in December and Derek Carberry, makeup artist, is back. I haven't seen you in ages, Derek.
It's been too long. That's why I gave you a shout last week. I said I have to get in and see this lady again.
You actually said, I'm going to go in and see your one.
Yeah.
Your one. That's
that
lovely.
That would be like me. Yeah. I think I said that to you when I arrived as well. Is your one here?
Well, come here to me. I know you've been up to your eyes. You've been busy working away with Dunn's on a collaboration. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so the journey started about a year ago. I signed a contract with Dunn's Stores. Very exciting. And I didn't really know at the time what exactly the contract would entail, but I knew I'd be doing events and many different things. But it turns out I'm attending meetings with fabulous brands, and I'm excited to say that yesterday we launched our first beauty department in Jetland and Limerick, which is absolutely stunning, and we're all very excited about it because we've all been working very hard, not only myself but the team behind the scenes in the new beauty department, which started in September as well. So really exciting times for Dunn's Beauty ahead, and this is just the start, I think.
Yeah. So what can you, because I know you've been doing a lot of kind of masterclasses and everything, haven't you, in the Dunn's? Yeah. So what can we get now in Dunn's?
Well, in Dunn's now, where you had kind of a minimal amount of selection from Colour Cosmetics, you're going to have a much wider selection now. You're going to have like your Carter Beauty, your Revolution, your L'Oreal, your Max Factor, all the old hero favourites as well, but a few added extras. And there's also going to be amazing skincare as well, like there's going to be Ren and Human and Kind. And remember, all of these brands now are all vegan friendly, cruelty free, natural ingredients. So this like beauty hall or beauty mat, as we're calling it in Jetland and Limerick, is going to be something for everybody in every respect, including price point, which is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are kind of getting fed up of spending. They just don't have the money to spend hundreds of euro on makeup. So making it affordable, really important.
Very important. And also the quality as well.
Yeah.
We're living in an era now that you don't have to spend a fortune to have good skincare and good cosmetics. And that's what Dunn's Stores want to do here as well. We're going to provide, like they're doing in fashion and textiles, something for everybody there. There's going to be something for everybody in the beauty and in skincare as well.
Okay. So, Derek, in the beauty hall, how is it going to be different to how it was before?
Well, what's going to set us apart from other competitors, I think, is the service we're going to offer. So there's always going to be people on the floor that can help you select the makeup products you want. So if you want to try a foundation on, there'll be somebody there that will know what to do and how to match your skin tone. If there's a particular issue you have with skincare, they will be knowledgeable enough that they'll be able to tell you what suits your skin. And the fact that it's a non-biased kind of consultation as well, because they have so many different products, you will get the product to suit you, not just because they're trying to force a product on you. There'll also be a senior makeup artist there to answer any questions that maybe the sales assistant can't answer. And then if you wish to book in an appointment, the senior makeup artist would also be on hand to do that as well.
So you can actually get your makeup done and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. It's going to be amazing. We're really excited about it.
Now, Derek, you mentioned vegan friendly. I didn't realise there was such a thing when it comes to vegan friendly makeup brushes, etc. Yeah. So explain it. I know you brought me in a little goodie bag.
I brought you a little goodie bag. And actually, Nema brush is one of the brushes we're going to be stocking in Jetland and Limerick as well. And basically what it means is it's completely natural fibres. There's no nasties. So all of the fibres are naturally sourced. There's no cruelty involved. So if you were 100% vegan, like my sister and her children are, this would be the brushes for her. If it says vegan friendly, it's no nasties, all natural ingredients.
Okay. And does that ever affect how the makeup kind of stays on your face or the quality of it?
This is the thing, it doesn't. It's just that the manufacturers for years was an easier option for them and probably a cheaper option for them, and that's the way, the route they went. Whereas nowadays you just have to be a little bit more careful, spend a little bit more money, and a lot of these brands are now sustainable as well, so they're looking into the future for recycling. And it's really a fascinating process that I've been seeing since I joined Dunn's Stores family. It's been amazing.
Because I would imagine there are an awful lot of teenagers who are giving in their Christmas list right now.
Yeah.
And it involves cosmetics and makeup brushes and all the rest. And parents don't really know where to start. Yeah. So will it actually say it on the packaging then if it is vegan friendly?
Everything will be said on the packaging, the ingredients, whether it's vegan friendly or not. And I think you've just touched on a massive thing there with the youth of today and the teenagers today. They're taking control of the world and they're looking to their future. So I think a lot of the younger people that's shopping this Christmas will certainly be looking for these products that are vegan friendly, cruelty free, natural ingredients and sustainable for our future as well.
Because I know even years ago when I was a teenager, it was all about the body shop.
Yeah.
The body shop where, you know, there was no animal testing and all
exactly.
that kind of thing.
So they kind of set the tone.
This is almost a step up, isn't it?
It's a step up. And now all of the brands and all of the banks and all of the big businesses out there have had to kind of step up to the mark and start looking to the future. And I think with all of the brands that we certainly are taking on, nearly all of them are in this respect looking to that future as well.
I noticed actually the other day there was an ad on telly and it was for a vegan friendly shampoo.
Yeah. you know when you wash your hair and you get this lovely lather effect and it's really, really foamy and frothy and it goes like a big massive halo of foam on your head? Well, actually, that's not good. So the less foamy and frothy your shampoo, the better it is for the environment.
Is that right?
Because of what's been used in it, yeah. So sometimes, like, for example, one of the brands that Dunsby's stocking in Jutland is called Cake, and it's for your hair. It's a slightly higher end brand, but when you put it in, I've been using it in your hair, it's a very soft lather, and it's not like really foamy, but it's actually not stripping the natural oils of your hair as much, so it's got its benefits for, in that respect.
But it washes your hair properly.
Washes your hair perfectly, but it's just kind of not stripping the hair as much as the more frothy or the more lathery shampoos would do.
Because I remember getting the 12-week blow dry once before, and they give you like a shampoo to go home with, and it didn't lather at all. And I remember thinking, oh, my hair is minging all the time. No. Really, it felt real greasy all the time. But they said, no, it's not meant to lather.
We're just brainwashed into thinking you have to have a really lathery, soapy shampoo, when in fact, the less lathery and soapy it is, the better it is for your hair.
So you're very busy with Dunn's, Derek, and doing all your masterclasses. Do you still get time to do the makeup?
Actually, it's kind of taken a slight step back because I've been so busy now going into head office and going to meetings and attending like meetings about architectural stuff, about where does the station go for the makeup. And it's been a fascinating process. Obviously, I am still doing makeup, but like even in the last few weeks, I've been doing some training for the new staff in Jutland and Nirmic. So I'm holding interviews, I'm meeting the brands, and yes, I'm still doing makeup, but it has kind of taken a slight step back. So
it's a good job I'm married and all then, because I wouldn't have been able to book you for my wedding makeup.
I'm very hard to get now these days.
His price has just shot up there. If we do want to make an inquiry though with you, in case you happen to have a free day for wedding makeup or whatever kind of makeup, professional makeup, how can we get in touch?
Well, you can go to DerekCarberry.com or I'm on Instagram as well, with the same Derek Carberry as well.
Okay, thanks Derek. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.